an original presentation from America's premier audio theater group, Seeing Ear Theater.
Entranceway, admit one.
Step through.
Soldier, forward to the processing sensorium.
Sir, yes, sir.
Soldier, report.
Henry Bone, 3000th millennium, combat equipped for special planetary operations. Plasma thrust, stellar interior demolitions...
Stellar interior demolitions? I didn't know we could do that.
We can't, yet. We will. We'll learn to blow up whole galaxies, as a matter of fact, sir. We'll be forced to.
You've been here before, soldier.
Yes, sir.
And what was your rank?
I was a colonel.
A colonel? What division?
The Third Sky and Light. The Skyfallers, we called ourselves.
There is no Third Sky and Light.
There will be.
You'd better tell me about this. It could give us an advantage, shorten the war.
It won't make any difference.
What do you mean?
We have to fight it out all over again with the chaos. There isn't a cure for that. No shortcut, no way around. That's how it is.
I'll be the judge of that, soldier.
The armies of order and chaos duke it out at the end of time. And the last one standing... inherit the field. They win.
I shall require a full report, soldier. You are merely a humanoid intelligence, after all, not designed for optimal analytics, to say the least. Those of us with more computing power...
2X2L, you are always the most ornery artificial intelligence I ever met.
How did you know my designation?
I'll never understand why I didn't bust you down to private when I had the chance. Should have given you to some bonehead artillery man to use as a handheld
calculator. Soldier, you are out of line.
But no. I had to go and put you on my tactical staff.
Apparently, we have met on another timeline.
A time that can never be. Not any longer.
And we were colleagues?
Friends.
Nevertheless, I am the keeper of all data for this sector, and you will provide any relevant information I deem necessary to the war effort. Again, I shall require a full report, soldier. That is an order.
Yes, you would. All right. A report, huh? Mind if I smoke, sir?
While there are no current regulations prohibiting the activity, you must be aware that it is bad for your health.
My health. Oh, nothing like a good cigar at the end of time. Do you want one 2X2L? No, you wouldn't. My report. All right. We won. The last time I was here, that is. Here at the far end of the uptime stream. But, like I said, it doesn't matter. We have to fight the war all over again. That's how it works. That's how things are.
So there was an alteration in the timeline. Future knowledge was revealed and meta-reality underwent realignment and adjustment. A causality dysfunction.
A dysfunction, yes.
Identify the parameters of this causality dysfunction.
I tried to go home again. Almost made it.
Clarify.
I went back to my home planet, my home time. I tried to forget everything, to put the war behind me, or ahead of me, as the case may be. I tried to go home again.
Insufficient data for analysis. Clarify.
All right, I'll give you the data. Not because it'll do you a bit of good, it won't. If we don't fight at the end of everything, then there won't be a beginning of everything.
Conflict and nearing completion. Your report should be part of my database before the actual engagement commences.
So you want my story, do you? The whole story?
Include all relevant details.
All relevant details? Here at the end of time, I'm asked for all relevant details? For there to be sentient life, for there to be people, there has to be a war to fight at the end of things. Don't like it? Too damn bad. We live in that kind of universe, and not another, right, sir?
This hypothesis is one of several that the command staff is considering as underlying the coming conflict.
You and I, we're going to have to refight the whole damn war because I fucked up. All relevant details. Find them. It was you and me, 2X2L. Somehow, we survived after it was all said and done. After the chaos had done its worst. And then you and I shook hands. Well, so to speak. We said goodbye. And I stepped into the fourth dimension. Stepped across 12 billion years. Stepped back home.
What do you want from us?
Want from you?
You're one of them. What do you want?
I want some bones barley.
What's that you say, tall man?
He said he wanted some bones barley, father.
Bones barley, he says.
Scotch whiskey.
We know what it is.
The question is, how do you know what it is, tall man?
I'd like to buy a drink. Is that all right, that I buy a drink?
Buy? Your kind usually just takes.
My kind? I pay my way. I always have. As a matter of fact, I'd like to buy all of you a drink.
All of us?
That's right. Drinks all around.
What can he be about?
His evil is about.
Do we have a choice?
Nobody has to drink if he doesn't want to, but I'd like to buy you all a drink. What the hell is going on?
There was ball lightning in the temple spire again. It's always worse at double equinox. It glowed for 15 minutes, blue as kitten's eyes. Well? Papa? Get me a drink, will you? What? What is it?
Bex?
Henry.
It's me.
Henry Bone.
Henry Bone is dead.
Aye, you're certainly right, Peter Threadmartin. Henry Bone's lungs gave out, God rest his soul. Full of dust. It's this red ferrous sand, like breathing ground glass it is.
He was coughing pretty bad when I left. I knew he wouldn't last long.
When you left?
Papa, for God's sake, can't you see that it's young Henry returned to us from the war? Or he was young once.
I was young once.
You're not looking so bad these days, either. Kind of weathered, though. like an old map.
I always liked that about you, Bex. That brutal honesty streak you have.
It's only been 22 years. Did you think I'd be getting a whole lot sweeter as the years passed? Sorry if that's what you wanted, Henry.
I guess all I really wanted was for you to remember me.
Old Henry Bones, son. Come back from the big war. And your father's father...
Jerome.
Bad accident, that, at the peat bogs. And your dear grandmother on your mother's side.
Elspeth Rooker.
Ah, they say she never killed a soul. And that after robbing 23 banks on 15 planets. The dear woman.
Well, she did shoot the IDF team that tried to arrest
her. Henry Bone, come back from the big war.
It's nice to see you again, Father Wu, and you, Mr. Threadmartin.
Your money's no good here, Henry Bone. I do happen to have a couple of bottles of your old dad's whiskey stored away in back. And that being so, I have this to say. Drinks are on the house, is what I say.
A miracle. The Lord and the all-being bless us.
What did I just say?
What did I just say? Never you mind. Just pour, Threadmartin. Just pour the Bones barley. But it's been waiting 15 years. It'll be wanting to come out of that bottle.
Let's go to a table, Henry.
Welcome home, son. And here's to you and your poor dead father.
Thanks.
Well, Henry. Well.
Your father seems to be doing all right.
Still serving up the whiskey and pub brew, as always.
And you?
You know, Henry, I'm fine. Always was. I help out around the place now that he's getting on. I take care of the travelers in, pretty much. Do the ordering.
So you run the pub and hotel now. What else has happened?
How do you mean?
Bex, I've been gone for 22 years. You've lived a life. Tell me.
Remember that this is the planet Pharaoh, Henry Bone. Hemingway and Fitzgerald rise and set in the morning and evening and shine hot through the day. Once a week, we get a shipment of goods through the Flashport or send a shipment back to civilization. Nothing much else happens here.
Did you marry?
Yes.
Who did you marry?
Raul.
Raul Mafuta, the hops dryer's son?
That's right. He took over his mother's business.
But Raul was so... Raul really didn't have a spark of force in him. He didn't seem to be... I'm sorry, Bex. Are you two still together?
Raul is dead. Glims killed them.
Glims?
That's what we call them. Veterans. Returnees. Humans, repons, Caliwacs, I don't know what else. From the big war at the end of time.
Like me, you mean?
You're not a glim. They don't belong in this time, in this place. You do.
Yes. Sometimes the big war does that to a soldier. The fighting gets into them, and they don't want to give it up. Sometimes soldiers have been modified. So much that they can't give up fighting, even if they want to, somewhere deep down inside.
The commanders do that to men.
And women. We modified anything and anyone that proved to be useful. It could be made into a good weapon against the chaos.
And then these modified soldiers, they're sent back in time to live among the rest of us?
They are discharged, yes. They might choose to go home, They might wander to other possible universes, other times. When they go to an alternate universe, they become a kind of ghost.
A kind of monster.
Yes. It's hard for the locals to kill them, and they feel safe after being through so much risk in the war. But I came home, Bex, to my own place, my own time.
After Rawl's mother died, he took on that business with a passion. Turned it around. He impressed me. The man acquired a backbone.
And he got you.
I got him. I was lucky. Then, a couple of years ago, the Glims showed up. Rawl tried to stand up to them. They made an example out of him.
More of your human whiskey, barkeep. Fill it up.
You've drunk it all.
Then give me morphine.
But, ma'am, I'm out of that as well.
Give it to me!
He said he didn't have any more.
What?
Rawl, my boy, don't anger
them. He said he was out of morphine and whiskey.
He did. Did he? Here's that whiskey you said the barman didn't have. Want some? You better be glad it's me, and not my boss man that's here killing you. He wouldn't be so nice. Here now, let me pour some of this here whiskey on your lips. Oh, yeah! You don't have lips anymore. Not much of a face left, either. Here you go.
I see.
They stripped him out of his skin, Henry. He took 2 days to die.
I'm sorry, Bex. I'm sorry.
The Glims took over the town. There wasn't anything we could do. I guess they can read minds.
No, they can't read minds, but they can see around walls easily enough.
What are they? What are these things that haunt us from the future?
Bad. They are bad things, Bex.
The worst. The worst things there ever was or will be.
Oh, no. Not the worst. Bad, but not the worst.
You told her the whole truth?
The whole truth? I answered a question, 2X2L.
And possibly compromised causality and the timelines.
The farther you get up time, the more people know about the big war. I didn't tell Bex anything she hadn't already guessed.
You should have followed protocol to the letter. The rules are there for a reason, soldier.
The one thing I did not tell her was how the war ended. Who won?
Then, as you state, you did not violate causality protocol at that time. These soldiers are regrettable byproducts of the final conflict. After the war, the ones who survive will get to return. Have returned.
Even you superintelligences have a bit of trouble keeping your what's and when straight, talking about our fine little war.
It is merely a shortcoming in biologically based language. If you and I could communicate, as others of my kind do, in the language of pure mathematics, then there would be no confusion.
Yeah, right. Tell me another one, you radio.
Soldier, mind your tongue, or I'll have you up for subordination.
Sure, sure. Just don't get grumpy, sir.
We worked together in an alternate future, you claim?
We did.
And I was your subordinate?
You were.
Was I as sophisticated and fully functional as I am in this future?
Oh, you are a wonder in many possible universes, 2X2L.
But I was your subordinate?
That's right.
I will consider this. But my point remains, far down time where there are only rumors and myths of the war at the end of all things, veterans return and can cause problems. They go by many names in those eras. Vampires, hagamonsters, zombies. I believe some have set themselves up as the god or gods for a few credulous civilizations. The War Department is looking into the situation, but there are far larger matters at stake. Farther up time, the problem is not so severe, and causality displays an admirable capability to heal itself.
To heal itself? Two X2L, this is a wonderful cigar. You really should try it. I can stick it in one of your intake vents, give you a puff.
Offer declined. Continue your report, soldier.
All right, sir. So I went home, back to my father's house. Most of the people on Faro are divided between whiskey families and beer families, you know. Bones have been distillers for 10 generations since the settlement. I planted an acre of desert barley, brought in peat from the mountain bogs, bred some biomass to extract the minerals from my hard groundwater, and got ready to make whiskey once again, just like my father had.
15 shovels full. That's what the recipe calls for.
Bex took to visiting me out at the homestead.
Still driving your father's old ground skimmer? That thing must be 30 years out of date, Bex.
It gets me around. Got your father's old still up and running, I see.
Somebody's got to make Bones barley around here.
Amen to that. I brought some linens from the inn. Your bedsheets are starting to look pretty bare.
You were looking pretty bare lying on top of them last night.
I'll just take these inside.
Bex, I think you should come on into this barn.
Why's that?
Well, I want to show you something.
All right. And just what did you have in mind showing me, Henry Bone?
This.
Why? It's only a big old pile of peat from the bog up in the Iron Mountains.
Dried and cleaned now, all according to my father's old recipe.
Soon you'll be putting up your first batch of whiskey.
That I will, that I will. But first, come here, Bex.
I will not.
You will.
Henry, you'll get the peat all over me.
And you all over the peat. That way it just won't be my first batch. It'll be our first batch. How does this...
Just unbutton that button, Henry.
This?
Yes. And your shirt.
Velcro. Your skin's like I remember.
Oh, it's getting kind of leathery.
Supple.
Yes. Yes. Oh, touch me there, Henry.
There, Bex.
Yes, there.
And there, too.
Oh, Henry. Oh, this is getting serious.
It wasn't a day I didn't think of you. Years and years I thought of you, Bex.
Henry, I need to know, what is the war? I mean, I've heard the explanations, how there isn't enough dark matter to pull the universe back together, how there is an end, and all the stars are either dead or dying.
The starlight there is dim. Always dim. It's dying. All the galaxies are dying. And their twilight armies gathered. They've been drawn from all times, all places. Creatures, presences, machines, weapons. It's beyond explanation. We fought galaxy to galaxy, system to system. We fought, fought, fought. It's so final. I can't tell you how final it is. No light. No heat. No effect. And the universe is dead. And those who remain inherit the field.
And did you win? If that's the word for it.
You must never ask me that. That is the one thing I will never speak of.
So you lost. What does it matter? What in God's name could be worth fighting for? Henry, what have they done to you?
I don't breathe anymore, Bex. I pretend to so I won't put people off. Parts of me are packed into a dozen sideways dimensions. I don't have nerve cells anymore.
Oh, Henry.
I have wiring.
Did they leave enough of you for me?
My body still does what it should.
Yes, I see. But that's not what I meant, Henry.
You have sea green eyes.
What?
Now that I've seen an ocean, I understand what kind of green they are.
Come here, Henry. Come home to me. Oh.
Mm. Oh. 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 Back. Oh. Oh. Bex.
Oh.
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 Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Nothing you have told me so far explains the causality dysfunction. Everything is within acceptable parameters for returning soldiers as laid down in Discharge Regulation 857, 2NQ, Subsection 3, Paragraph 9.
2 months.
Pardon?
2 months. I mean the time I had to be a normal man, to live a normal life.
Your report is growing prolix. Are we approaching the causality dysfunction?
Yes, damn it. We're approaching the goddamn causality dysfunction. You may want to pay attention. This concerns you.
Concerns me?
Remember 2X2L? We knew one another. What happened to me also happened to you. We shared a future. When I lost that future, so did you, even though you don't know it.
You are claiming to be of such importance that an entirely new possible universe coalesced around the causality dysfunction you created? To be of such importance in the scheme of things that even I was affected?
I'm not making any claims. I'm just delivering the report that you asked for.
Very well. Continue, soldier. Perhaps this report is of a far higher relevance than I at first believed.
2 months. 2 months before the Glim showed up once again at the Threadmartin's pub. And then I came into town one day to get some supplies. And I saw a Hollandana, a human gen splice from Uptime and a couple of possible universes over. I don't know why I did it. I shouldn't have. But I followed it into the pub. The Hollandana shambled up to the bar and I clicked into wideband overspace. And I could see it phase around the edges with those dead gray flames. Without thinking, I keyed into combat mode. My internal tactical and weaponry algorithm immediately clicked into my awareness. I call her proximity.
Proximity activated. Proximity alert. Battle enhanced being at 5 meter distance. Analysis. 2 meter tall female Hollandana. Weakness at double knees, elbows, and neck. Hydraulic protection at the joints and ceramic neck collar deployed with a 0.15 rating on Pining Barrett nuclear torch scale. Proximity alert. Being is web squad keyed. No current fix on unit command. Option A. Trace web key. Option B. Take cover and power down overspace sensors to avoid detection. Option C. Repair battle schematic for...
Select B.
Suggestion. Use shadows behind entranceway door for optimal cover. Powering down.
Morphine.
What? Oh. You've come back.
Morphine, barkeep.
Just a minute. We don't get much call for it, but I know I got a rubber here somewhere.
Morphine now!
Oh, no. Father.
No need to worry, daughter. I've got what it wants. Just have to find the blasted stuff.
Let him go.
Morphine.
He doesn't know where it is. I put it into the cupboard here.
Get it.
Let him go.
Get it!
There. There's your sack of morphine. Now let him go.
Syringe.
Here. Take it. Take it.
Be back for more. You better have it.
Father. Father, are you all right?
Fine. Just let me get my breath. There now. Just let me get my breath.
How is it?
Henry, you are here?
Yes.
And you did nothing?
There wasn't anything to do.
You could have stopped that thing.
Yes.
Well, then, why didn't you?
Let them be. They'll get tired and they'll move on.
What are you saying? Did you see what that thing just did to my father?
You don't want a war here, Bex. You have no idea how bad it can get.
They killed Raul before. They took our money.
Money?
It's muscle and worry and care. You know how hard people work on Pharaoh. And for those things to come in and take what's ours. We can't let them...
Bex, I'm not going to do anything.
Oh, God. This is just like before. Just like before when the glimpses came. Nobody did anything but Raul. And when Raul stood up to them, they cut him down. But you might stand a chance against them, Henry. You're like they are. Have you been gone so long that we mean nothing to you? You have to help us. Henry, where are you going?
Home.
You're running away.
If you want to see it that way.
I've misjudged you.
Maybe you have. I'm going home now.
I want you to stay, Henry Bone. I want you to help me fight them.
Let me out the door, Bex. I won't stay, Bex. I can't stay. Listen to me, Bex. You can't kill them.
I won't let them kill anybody else I love.
Maybe they won't.
I can't take that chance. You saw what happened to my father. They'll be back. All of them.
I have loved you a long time. You have no idea. It was all that I had for so long.
Then help me.
There is something you might try.
For God's sake, what?
The flash transport. You can irritate them with it. Maybe run them off. The Zen Lutherans are still running the gates, aren't they?
Father Wu's in charge of the transfer portal. The church holds the patent in perpetuity, they claim.
Perpetuity? I don't know about that. But tell the Padre to strobe the local interrupt 50-60 tetracycles. It'll cut off all traffic to Pharaoh for a while, but it will feel like a wasp nest to them, with wasps coming after them.
All right. Is that all?
Father Wu better stay very near the flash gate after that. Make sure he understands that.
And that's what you have to offer.
I've got to get back to my still. Let me go.
All right, go. Go back to your still, Henry Bone.